Chapter 21. Cole drove himself hard after Edwin and Garvey left, staying busy every waking minute of each day. If he had to spend a whole year on this island, he had no intention of living like an animal. Each morning, he soaked in the pond and carried the ancestor rock. Afternoons, he worked improving camp. At night, he slept like the dead. By the time Edwin visited next, Cole had built a table, a chair, and a bed frame for an old foam mattress that was part of his supplies. He made the furniture from driftwood, nails, and scraps left over from the cabin. He also started collecting armloads of firewood, cutting and splitting the wood with a small handsaw and hatchet, and stacking it in a straight pile against the cabin. Over the top, he placed strips of leftover plywood and a tarp. For a bathroom, he dug a big hole up among the trees. When the hole filled, he would cover it with dirt and dig a new one. He didn't look forward to using it in the winter. Edwin said little during his first visit. He eyed the pile of firewood and furniture with approval. Garvey flew back to Minneapolis, he said as he crawled into his skiff to leave. He was plenty worried about you. If you talk to him, Cole said, tell him thanks again for the knife. I'll carve something special. What? Cole shrugged. I don't know yet. Edwin started the motor, backed away from the shore, and waved goodbye. Cole watched the boat again until it blinked from sight. This time he didn't feel the desperate loneliness and fear of 4 days earlier. It would not be easy, but he knew now that he could survive. Instead of returning to the cabin, he headed along the shoreline to hike and think. Wandering along the grassy flats above shoreline a mile from camp, he came upon a huge driftwood log. The weathered white log had been worn smooth and was straight as a telephone post. It looked to be well over 20 feet long and almost 2 feet in diameter. Cole tried to imagine what kind of storm could wash such a big log up a dozen feet above the high tide mark. He remembered all too well one storm that could have done it. As he examined the huge log, an idea came to him. Back in Drake, there had been a whole field filled with totem poles. Most had carvings of animals the same as the totem designs on the Atau. Cole didn't know what the figures meant, but he wondered if he could carve his own totem. Still, he studied the log. There was something else this log would work for. The thought frightened him, and he pushed it out of his head. He would carve a totem, but how could he move the huge piece of wood? Cole returned to camp and brought back 2 lengths of rope. He tied one to each end of the log. By tugging on one at a time, he rolled the log down over the rocks until it slid into the water. When he saw how high the log floated in the water, his mind again toyed with the idea that had scared him earlier. This log would make a great dugout canoe. It would make the perfect escape. With the rope, Cole pulled the floating log slowly along the shoreline back to camp, using the last 2 hours of daylight to push, pull, and wrestle it up over the rocks until it rested near the fire. By the time he finished, it was totally dark. Cole lit the lantern inside the cabin and made a jelly sandwich. He went to the doorway and stared out at the big log. Finally, he slammed the door and crawled into bed. For several hours, he lay awake. Even after dozing off, his sleep was troubled. When dawn finally came, he felt groggy and rolled over for more sleep. It wouldn't hurt to skip the pond just one morning.